You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Welcome to the Roto Experts Saturday edition on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Good to be here. Good to be back. I feel like that first hour was akin to Aaron Rodgers' first half tomorrow. He might be working out some kinks in Carolina, but he's going to come out of the tunnel at halftime, just like I'm doing right now, and dominate the second half of the show, just like he'll dominate the second half of the game. I couldn't even get through that without coughing. So anyway.
Nice rah-rah speech goes down with tubes.
Yeah, happy holidays to everybody out there. I've been somewhat robbed because of my horrible illness, George. I feel like I've been somewhat robbed of the Christmas season, so it's going to be compacted into about these next.
Oh, you still got 10 days. You'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be good. So I'm doing cookies with Santa after the show. Got the kiddos ready to go. They're going to be fired up. Take some pictures. And so we're off to the races. So obviously, we talked a little bit about
the fireplace on Christmas Eve.
Do I eat cookie? Oh, do I put cookies by the fireplace?
Do you put cookies and milk by the fireplace? You know, yeah, chimney, Santa.
My kids are 5 and 2. Yeah, like
I do the same thing. What do you do with those cookies once they go to bed?
I mean, I would eat them.
Damn right, yeah, I would eat them. You know, scrape them together so you get some crumbs there too.
We do a little like
Christmas Eve.
We throw a couple baby carrots out there, too, for Rudolph, you know?
Yeah. What are the reindeer food and the carrots? Exactly. Yeah, we do the same crap.
Do you fashion a mini crime scene where you leave crumbs behind so that they know that Santa had a little bit? Yeah, exactly.
Yep. You gotta rub the cookies together to get those crumbs on the plate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The hardest thing is making sure they go to bed soon because I don't want the milk to get warm. I like my milk cold.
There you go. So you're
planning, people. You're planning.
Exactly. So
chocolate chip cookies, please.
So in any event, Broncos Colts happened the other night. We got a good performance out of CJ Anderson. We got a little bit out of Emmanuel Sanders. Brock Osweiler throws for 2 touchdowns. No fantasy relevance there. T.Y. Hilton, kind of a dud. Demaryius Thomas doesn't do much for you. Jack Doyle was pretty good. And you really got nothing out of the Indianapolis running game or Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, fantasy-wise, the game was close to a total dud. I mean, Brissett
Anderson looked good, but...
But who started him? That's the problem. Who started him? He was started in a very small percentage of leagues. If you started him, hey... Congratulations. I mean, really, congratulations. You got 15 points or 15.8 points. Congratulations. If you didn't start him, congratulations. You made the right call. No one was really starting him. They just happened to have a big game here. I'm not going to be able to trust him next week.
Yeah, agreed. So, obviously, the big story of the week is Aaron Rodgers coming back. George and I have talked about some already. George only has 3 quarterbacks ranked in front of him. I have some pretty decent expectations for him as well. There's a lot of Dak, Aaron Rodgers questions out there. The numbers say Aaron Rodgers. Should you have some reservations about it? Yeah. But he's Aaron Rodgers. That's the good side. We'll come back. We'll talk about him and more on the Roto Experts. Charge of Chiefs later today. We're going to talk about that next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Very nice. And, George, we're back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Engel, the King, Fantasy Hall of Famer, said that this was his go-to karaoke song.
See, I don't need to know that.
I thought the
same
thing.
I do not need to know what Scott Engel's go-to karaoke song is.
So, yeah, he said that he goes with that and then does like the Run DMC version. It's not just straight Aerosmith. So I just thought that was a nice little tidbit that you'd like to know. So
did you know?
If you want to reach out to us today, please do so on Twitter at FNTSY Radio or at 844-843-6879. We'll be here until 9 o'clock Eastern time. We're going to start going through the games in a minute, but one thing I did want to talk to you about before we get to the games is DKMS and a fun way in which you can support a great cause in week 15. Go to dailyroto.com/DKMS or rotoexperts.com/DKMS and find out a little bit more about their cause, which is a mission to fight blood cancer. Our goal is to have people go there. You can sign up and be a bone marrow donor. You can make a donation to the cause and certainly help us by spreading the word. Now, in addition to that, there's a fun free DFS contest that you can enter by going to that link. There's a link over to Fantasy Draft. We can compete in that. I've been competing in it each and every week. I didn't do last week just because I was down for the count, but you got a couple of weeks left to try to get into this grand prize tournament. A weekly winner, one person each week, gets entered into the grand prize contest in week 17. And the winner of the DFS contest in week 17 with all of the 16 weekly winners is going to get what, George?
Well, Mike, he's going to get two tickets to the big game.
That's right. Two tickets to the big game in Minneapolis in February, starring the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm just going chalk because that's what I'm going to do. Do you think the Eagles can get there with Nick Foles, by the
way? No, yeah. I don't.
So who does? That's the problem.
It's wide open in the NFC. It's fun.
I know.
You know, I think with Wentz, I think they had a really good chance. Now I think it's open here. I don't think the Hawks can get there either. Not with that defense. The Rams too young. I mean, the Saints. You know, Minnesota. I think that'll be tough to knock out in those domes. But the problem is they won't have home field because even without Carson Wentz, Philadelphia is still getting home field because, let's face it, they play with Giants tomorrow. That's a W. They play the Raiders next week. That's a W. Yeah, and then they got the Cowboys last game of the season. Probably a W if they need to win the game, which they may not. They win the first two. So, I think the Eagles still get home field, so which makes it a little tougher. Right now, I think it's what Saints and Carolina would play each other first round. That's tough. So I'm going to go – just go process of elimination. I guess Minnesota, but still I think something's telling me New Orleans is the team to beat.
I would like that. I would like to see the Saints lose to the Steelers in the Super Bowl. So going back to what I was talking about.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I'm saying that the Steelers are going to lose to the Pats tomorrow, but I don't want to get into that yet. RotoExperts.com/DKMS, DailyRoto.com/DKMS. Go there, find a link to Fantasy Draft, enter and play for free and try to win two tickets to the Super Bowl. So we got some questions that I'm going to rifle at you here, George. At Nate Blay, who to sit in a PPR? Sanu, Jeffrey, Mike Evans. Good question.
I'm getting so many of these that are just like this. You know, I don't mind Jeffrey. I already said it with Nick Foles that he'll be fine tomorrow. I think Sanu's going to have a nice game. Tampa Bay, I mean, outside of Green Bay, they don't have a secondary either. Evans has not done much of anything. He's going to see a lot of Marcus Trufant. I understand it's tough to sit a guy you may have drafted in the first round. I get it. But you're going to put Evans here. He's the guy I actually like the least amount of this. If you can't sit Evans for that reason, fine. I'll sit Sanu. But as far as guys who I think are going to play well, I like Sanu and Jeffrey more than Evans.
I kind of agree with you. How bad has Mike Evans' season been for fantasy owners?
I don't know if it's all him, but man, it's just not working there.
No, he's got 55 catches on 106 targets. Granted, his catch rate wasn't always the biggest, but for 760 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now, could he rip off 3 good games here and end up with a 1,000-yard season and, you know, 75 catches and 7 touchdowns? And you'll say, even in a bad, you know what the narrative is going to be. Even in a bad year, he goes for 75 and 1,007. You know what I mean? Like, that's what people say. But what I'm telling you now is that since week 7, Here's Mike Evans' game logs. 5 for 60. 1 for 13. Got kicked out of that game. Got suspended for the next game. 5 for 92. 6 for 78. 2 for 33. 2 for 25. Hasn't scored a touchdown since week 7. You know, weeks 2 to 7 were solid. He had a bunch of touchdowns and doesn't have a 100-yard game this year. Jameis is what it is. They're saying that he and the coach aren't on the same page. Like, Tampa was just...
Cutter's going to get fired.
Tampa was the ultimate hard knocks jinx. Like, just should have seen this one coming. Cutter should be... Yeah, I don't poach people's jobs, but Cutter's on his way out. It's just not working there. I don't know if they're going to have any misgivings about having fired Lovie Smith in favor of Dirk Cutter, because now Dirk Cutter obviously hasn't worked. They've got a nice little revolving door of coaches there, too. Remember Raheem Morris? Remember that whole experiment? It's been a really interesting decade down in Tampa.
Yeah, I think Tampa's one of the bigger disappointments this year. Maybe them, the Giants, Raiders would certainly have to all be up there. Teams, a lot of people would have picked all three to make the playoffs, and all three are complete busts. And, you know, let's face it, at least two of them are changing head coaches, maybe even three. I don't know how safe Del Rio is either, depending on how they finish the season. That game last week against KC was an abomination. You don't show up for a possible division lead? Weird. So, like I said, I think Winston's added to the problem here. You know, Evans hasn't been all that great. The running game's been blah. And then you go back to Doug Martin because the starter can't lose his job. What if the starter's terrible in the first place? Can he lose his job then? I mean, just strange that Cutter would go automatically go back to Martin and not let Barber run it again. I think the decision making there has been poor. I said Winston has regressed some. He hasn't regressed like Mariota's regressed, but still the regression is there. It's just a mess in Tampa. They're gonna start from scratch next year.
Okay, I'll ask you another fan question. This is Tony Griswold. Guy listens to us all the time. Hey, Mike, please help Standard League. Please rank the top three wide receivers of this group, George. Tyreek Hill, Josh Gordon, Devontae Adams, Devin Funchess, Jordy Nelson. That's a good group.
All right, so you want to put them in order?
Yeah. Just
or am I sitting a certain amount? Top three, all right. I'm starting Josh Gordon. The volume will be there tomorrow, too. And the Ravens, without Jimmy Smith, all of a sudden look like they can be passed on almost with ease. So I'm going Gordon there. Man, I like all these guys. I'm not going Hill. I'm going to knock Hill. He's going to see a lot of Casey Hayward tomorrow, so I'll knock Hill out. So I got to knock one other out. Funchess, I love his matchup.
For the record.
Yeah, Funchess,
so
I love that
matchup.
I want to
make sure he benches again.
Funchess, I love that matchup. So I really don't want to sit him. I guess I have to sit one of the Green Bay guys. I think this is a case, Mike, where I'll sit Jordy Nelson. I don't want to start both guys just in case that Rodgers is completely rusty. Adams has been too hot. And I think the Nelson's problems have all been due to Huntley, and not anything of Nelson's doing wrong. So I think he's fine. You know, sometimes we don't want to.
But Jordy is Rodgers' guy.
He's a touchdown guy. I get it. Listen, I don't want to start. I don't want to sit either one of them. You know, all five of these guys are all top 25, top 30, so they're all startable. But you got to sit two. I can't sit Funchess against that Green Bay secondary. I just can't do it. And I'm not saying Josh Gordon. So it comes down to this. I can sit Jordy Nelson and still feel good about it.
Yeah, so our ranking is Gordon, Funchess, Adams, Jordy, Hill. That's it in order. So it's a tough one, but I actually agree with you. I like your logic. I would be worried about sitting Jordy, but I'll take Devontae Adams here because I feel like I got a good enough floor there that I can trust him. But if you wanted to start Jordy over Adams, I wouldn't criticize you. So there you go. Well, let's talk about one game, and that is tonight's game, L.A. at Kansas City. You just talked a little bit about Tyreek Hill. But, you know, we can have some points put up in this one. The over-under is 46. The Chargers are actually favored by 1 in Kansas City. A lot of people looking in that line cross-eyed.
I don't know why. I mean, Chargers are the hottest team in football. KC, not so much. I know they won last week. But what can KC going to be able to do against this defense? We know with Bosa and Ingram, they're going to get pressure up the middle. They'll keep Smith in check. Hill, unless he gets a big play, is not going to do much against Casey Hayward. It's going to come down to what can Kelce do? Can Kelce keep that offense moving? Maybe he can. Maybe he can't. So I think this is going to be a good game tonight. I'm certainly looking forward to it. One of the best games on the docket this week. But I hear you. The Lions favorite to pick them. I have no problem with that. I think it's accurate.
So we'll come back. We'll talk more games after this. Plenty more to get through in the next couple of segments. Like George said, good game tonight. This afternoon game, I'm nonplussed. But that Chargers-Chiefs game, a lot on the line there. So it's Mike and George. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Weekend morning show. I'm George Kurtz here with Mike Blewett, Pete Contadori behind the glass, making sure we're up and running. All right, got to keep going with a couple other Twitter questions here from Adam Joseph Rapper. We have his first round of the playoffs. He's having a real tough time on Phillip Rivers or Dak Prescott. I get it. Prescott has the better matchup on the road against Oakland, another team. Lack of a good secondary. The Cowboys are still a running game. With or without Ezekiel Elliott, that offense moves on the run. They're going to run the ball with Alfred Morris, Rod Smith. I mean, Dak, I mean, he hit the three big pass plays last week, right? The big play to Dez Bryant, which is really a 10-yard square in that Bryant broke a tackle, and away he goes. Rod Smith takes a little flare over the middle, takes 80 yards for a touchdown. Yeah, that's not going to happen too often. We're going to rely on these kinds of touchdowns. I'm going with Phillip Rivers. He's the hottest quarterback in the NFL right now. I understand the matchup's tougher. But KC can be beat via the pass. They've proved it pretty much this entire season. Their secondary can be beat here. The weather in KC is not going to be bad tonight. So I'm liking Phillip Rivers over Dak here. But as far as that is concerned, Adam, and I say this to most people when it comes to fantasy questions. If your gut is telling you to start a certain player over another player, go with it. You know, as fantasy experts that we are, analysts, you know, we're not doctors, we're not engineers, but this is not an exact science. You know, we can easily be wrong here. If your gut's telling you to go with one player over another, go with it. You know, don't be afraid to start that player. Dak, I have Rivers over Dak, yes, but I don't have Dak two tiers lower. He's in the top 10. I just like Rivers a little bit more this week. I'm pretty much riding the hot guy here. Adam also has, he needs three of these four wide receivers. Dez Bryant, Adam Thielen, Tyreek Hill, Golden Tate. You're starting Adam Thielen. You know, I think the Bengals are done. I think they've mailed in it. I don't think they care anymore. And as Mike pointed out earlier, they have a host of injuries on that defensive side of that team. I think they're going to get wrecked tomorrow. Thielen definitely goes. Golden Tate, a little slow of late. Not terrible, but maybe a little slower of late. But I can't sit him today. He's playing the 4:30 game today. So I'm starting Golden Tate. So it comes down to Tyreek Hill, Dez Bryant. They're both similar as far as fantasy plays. Tyreek Hill's going to need that big play to really be fantasy worthy. Dez Bryant's going to need that alley-oop pass in the end zone to get that touchdown to be fantasy worthy. I'm going to go with Dez. You know, I think he has the better matchup here. I expect Casey Hayward to spend most of the game on Tyreek Hill, which is really not going to make me trust Hill at all here. I'll go with Dez Bryant over Tyreek Hill. Hill will sit out of those four. So like I said, Thielen, Dez Bryant, Tyreek Hill, Golden Tate. Tyreek Hill is going to sit. Nick Overholt. Remember, this is all on Twitter, my Twitter feed. Nick Overholt at VTovi Hokies. No idea what that means, but Nick Overholt asks, same thing, Rivers or Dak? Already answered that. I'm going with Rivers here. Baldwin or Davante Adams? That's close. And that's a situation here where, man, if you don't trust Rodgers, you want to play it safe in case he does come back rusty, go with Baldwin. Baldwin's fine. He should have a good time tomorrow. Russell Wilson makes something out of nothing. He'll find Baldwin. I have Adams higher. Yeah, but once again, this is a coin flip here. I really don't have an issue with it. And then he needs to start two of these three running backs. One is the Cincinnati duo, Gio or Mixon. I guess he can start one. You're probably going to start Mixon. He looks like he's going to play tomorrow. Mike Davis, Burkhead. I'm going to go Burkhead. You know, I think that will be a high-scoring game, New England-Pittsburgh tomorrow. Burkhead's a touchdown guy, so I'll go Burkhead here. Gio or Mixon, I'm going to avoid that situation. I'll say it again. I think Cincinnati has mailed it in. I don't think they care. I think if Cincinnati could play the next 3 days and get their season over with, I think they would do it so they could just move on to next year. Mike already said Lewis probably going to retire at the end of the year. I think this team is done. So I'm going with Mike Davis and Burkhead there. So at a Gio, at a Cincinnati duo, Burkhead, Mike Davis start two, I'm sitting Gio and Mixon. I'll start Burkhead and Mike Davis.
I would do the same, but for those of you out there that are like worried about the Gio Mixon dynamic, I just think it's Mixon for the rest of the way. Like, Gio doesn't really provide any value here for these last couple of weeks. Yes, he got the volume last week when Mixon was out, but I think it just comes back to the rookie and getting him as many reps as possible. They're trying to develop him long term and see what they have in him. I think they should be encouraged by what they have, but this team has a long way to go. The struggles, as I say, look, if I got one thing right this year, George, it was me talking about the Bengals struggling because their offensive line wasn't any good, and that did come to fruition. Yeah, over time, Mixon did provide value, and you know, I didn't mind people taking a shot, but I thought expectations were way too high for him and for the team. And as we just detailed now and earlier today, they haven't beaten anybody. They're not any good. The defense, which was good a couple of years ago, just isn't the scary defense that it was like 2-3 years ago. They're done. Like, the window is closed on this team, and it's going to take at least a partial rebuild to fix it.
I'm with you. Put a fork in them. They're done.
Yeah. And I think it'll be a new coach, a new thing. I don't know. Look, that's a family-run organization. I don't know what they do as far as GM is concerned and all that, but it is what it is. Hey, by the way, how about John Dorsey coming into the Browns right away and being like, these guys that were just here didn't draft any real football players. He just threw the gauntlet down right away. I guess in
take
some
no
ways,
prisoners, John.
I guess that was a smart tactic because he knows he's getting Hugh Jackson back. For why, I don't know, but the Browns have decided that Hugh has done a really nice job here, going 1-27. So
I think it's
Dorsey,
1-28 now.
Yeah, I guess Dorsey knew that he had this coach and he wasn't going to throw him under the bus.
It's strange. I don't know how I honestly don't know how Hugh Jackson escapes this. You know, it's not all his fault. And we joke about the 1-28. What's the best he could have done? 6-22? You know, it wasn't like it would be much.
Yeah, that
better,
would be nice, though.
It would
just
be.
Saying.
1-28, it speaks for itself. I don't know how you can keep the coach. And I'm surprised, you know, usually when a GM comes in, he wants it to hire his own guy. Now, maybe he does know Hugh Jackson. Maybe he likes Hugh Jackson. That could be very well it as well. Maybe he truly feels it's not Hugh Jackson's fault. That the, you know, going the analytics in football, you know, what Cleveland did was just the wrong thing to do. They gave Hugh Jackson no chance. Maybe he truly believes that the players they drafted were terrible. You know, but still, I'm surprised. This sort of smells to me that ownership said, hey, we'll give you the job, but you got to keep you. That's what this smells like to me.
Absolutely. I think that's exactly what happened. But in any event, so we talked Bears, Lions, we talked Chargers, Chiefs. At the big game of the weekend, obviously, I'm a Steelers fan, and I've got fantasy wrapped up in it. I went to school in Boston, and I know a million Pats fans, and it's like, I just can't handle losing to them.
Rams, Seattle?
I hate it. What? Yeah, right.
Is that the game we're going to talk about, Rams-Seattle?
It's a pretty big game in its own right, but
it's a bigger game than, when you think about it, NFL game, it's bigger than Pittsburgh-New England. Pittsburgh and New England both in the playoffs.
True.
Rams-Seattle,
yeah.
Losers in trouble.
Yes, and it's for the division. Divisional. I need Seattle so bad in that one for my over-under picks. My over-under picks are falling apart. I've cleared the Steelers already, George, but now I need Seattle to sweep. I need Arizona to sweep. I need the Titans to win one more, which I actually don't feel very good about. The Titans are reeling right now. They, first of all, they've been skating by all these close games. I know they've got the divisional title is still within their grasp, but with the Niners playing better with Garoppolo, then they have the Rams and the Jaguars. Like, I could see the Titans losing their last three.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't argue with you there.
Right.
Their best chance
I'm
to win
really
is tomorrow. You know, I think they'll win tomorrow. I think they'll figure it out tomorrow, though. But yeah, the Rams next week doesn't look good. Jacksonville could come down to how much Jacksonville needs that game. You know, yeah. That game could be meaningless for Jacksonville.
It would be fun, Tennessee, though, if that game was for the division.
Oh, I think as an NFL fans, that's what we want. We want the winner to get it. But then even if it's not, I think the loser probably still might make the wild card. That's how bad the AFC is. Do you realize right now, if the season ended, which would really be disappointing to not be able to watch the last 3 weeks, but if the NFL season ended today, that the Buffalo Bills are in the playoffs?
Go Bills. Nobody circles the wagons. Like the Buffalo
Last of the Modique is in the playoffs, man. That's a little scary. They would actually play Jacksonville in the first round.
That would not be a fun game for the Bills.
Yeah, you can pretty much sleep the 4:30 game on Saturday. You don't need to watch that. Go out and get some food and watch the night game.
Exactly. So, all right, let's talk Pat Steelers since there's a lot on the line. We got like a couple minutes here. I do think the Steelers are better than they've been the last couple of years. I think the Shazier injury, to me, puts a damper on my Super Bowl aspirations because he helps them to be a top-end defense. And I can't rightfully pick against Brady against a Tomlin-coached team when they haven't shown the ability to play man defense effectively against the Patriots. I do think the Pats can pick them apart tomorrow and win the game. Will it be a blowout like the last January? Hopefully not. But I do think the Pats, coming off the loss, are going to rally and get the win tomorrow in Pittsburgh.
I think you're on reverse psychology here. Also, the Pats don't look good right now. I understand that Monday night game is sort of an aberration because no Rob Gronkowski. But they didn't look all that great in Buffalo the week before either.
I agree.
And there was no snow in Buffalo during that game, no nothing. I wonder if there is something to this Brady Achilles injury. Maybe he can't push off. Maybe he can't get his – because his accuracy was bad Monday night. It just was bad. You know, so I do wonder if there's something to that. But they also have a history of not playing well in Miami. So you throw that into it. I mean, it's strange.
Yep, 7-9 in his career. Yeah,
weird. For a Miami team that's, let's face it, generally not been very good during Brady's career. So I think this is going to be a good game tomorrow. I don't think it's a blowout like you said. I think it's a close game. I think it could end up being a high-scoring game because no Shazier. Bell's back. I don't know if either team can really stop the other. It's going to be fun. I'm glad there's only 3-4 o'clock games tomorrow so I can pay attention to it. But, Mike, I think Pittsburgh wins.
We'll come back, talk a little bit more about this one, and I'll get George's thoughts next on who he thinks is the fantasy star in that game tomorrow. It's Mike and George back after this. If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product. On the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you for listening this morning. Whether you found us through TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio or a variety of terrestrial radio stations across the country, thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to myself and George flap our gums about fantasy football and try to get your lineups going. So, George, I gave you a little tease before the break. You're expecting some fireworks in this game tomorrow. Steelers, Pats. The Pats do a usually very good job of taking the primary weapon out of the offense's hands. The problem in defending the Steelers in this capacity is that they have two primary weapons, one of whom was unavailable in the playoff game last year in Le'Veon Bell. I would think that Antonio Brown is the guy that they will try to eliminate via double teams and the like. I don't know what in the world they were the Ravens were doing last week. They were bracketing Brown for a period of time, and then in a few instances were just like, no, we'll go man straight up against the best wide receiver in the league, and he killed him.
Yeah, then you hear the coordinator this week, oh, in hindsight, I should have done, really? You needed hindsight to tell you that?
You were right.
I mean, that was strange. Oh, I agree with you about tomorrow. I mean, I actually 100% agree with you. I would want to pick Brown to be that player, but Bill Belichick's not going to let Brown beat him. I guess as far as having a monster game, I think Brown still do well, but he's not going to let Brown be the reason why he loses here. So I think he will bracket him. We'll have a safety over the top at times. They'll mix up the coverages here to make sure Brown can't have the big game, especially if Juju happens to be out or limited. I think that even helps Bill Belichick more in this. I think Bell will be the guy here for Pittsburgh that could have the big game because you can't take both out. You just can't do it. You don't have that kind of that line or linebacking core to do it. So I think Bell has the big game here. I also think Bell's a little angry because he had to miss most of that game last year with, I think it was the groin injury that he suffered early on. So I'm going to go with Le'Veon Bell. If you ask me to pick the Steeler that has the big game, I'll go Le'Veon Bell.
And you like Ben over Brady slightly.
I have to right now. It's at home. If it was in New England, I'd feel differently. But it's at home in Pittsburgh. We all saw Jay Cutler tore him up. On Monday night. I don't know if that's going to change all that much here. I think Ben has a big game. I think it would be a game where he can easily throw for 301 yards, maybe only one touchdown. That does happen from time to time. But I think Ben has a nice game here. It just comes down to Ben's hot. Brady's not. You know, I don't know what's up with Brady. I think it's a little unfair to judge that game Monday night because Gronk was out. Hogan's first game back, maybe he was rushed a little bit and he was very rusty where he wasn't very good. You know, Brandon Cooks just disappeared. And certainly Xavier Howard played the game of his life, it seemed like, Monday night. He made that interception he made on the deep ball was fantastic. My God, it's rare you see a cornerback close like that and then make the play. So, it was one of the best plays I've seen from a cornerback this season. So I think that maybe it's a combination of things, plus they don't play well in Miami. I do expect New England to play better tomorrow, but I'm still going to go Pittsburgh here. Bottom line is I expect this to be a great game.
Kian Fahey, who some people may know, he does a lot of quarterback study. He works for ESPN. He wrote something last year, at the end of last year, that stuck with me. And the sample sizes aren't huge, but it suggested, and it isn't any sort of massive revelation that I'm about to say, but he did some studies on quarterbacks, the older quarterbacks in the league, and the manner in which they slowed down at the end of the year from an accuracy standpoint, increase in interceptable passes, that kind of stuff. And he was looking at the Breeze and the Brady's and Peyton Manning's from a few years ago and looking at like their last month of the season. And very often you saw a downtick in their accuracy and other things, which is what you suggested happened with Brady the other night. I can't sit here and tell you that it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just saying over time, as players start playing a little bit later into their career, guys trying to push the envelope like Brady saying he's going to play till 45 and stuff, I just think we may see a little bit of this. Like, yeah, he's in incredible shape, but at the end of the year, a lot of players are wearing down, and if you're in your 40s, there may be an even bigger target on you from Father Time.
Yeah, I saw similar stats about Tom Brady that during the fantasy playoffs, now it's weeks 14 to 16, how his numbers trail off. Now, it could be because of what you're talking about here. It could also be because, let's face it, New England generally doesn't have as much to play for during these times. They've had everything wrapped up by then, so maybe they've taken the foot off the gas a little bit. But I think it's more to do with age than anything else here. So I think there is something to that. I think Brady does get tired. The hits are adding up. He's getting hit a lot. We saw that Monday night, too. The pressure's there. The offensive line cannot hold up. And it's hard to see. We saw this earlier in the season from New England as well, and then they fixed it real quick, and all of a sudden they were great. Maybe they can do it again. Maybe they can't. But it's when I just put all of us together, Mike, I just really like Pittsburgh's chances tomorrow. I think right now they are the better team. Not immensely better. A turnover or two could easily decide this. But because it's at home, I'm willing to go with Pittsburgh here. I'm willing to give them a shot, Mike.
Yeah, no, look, I don't think I'm not some self-loathing Steelers fan. I just think that I can't pick against the Pats until I see the Steelers defend them properly. And I think they could do it tomorrow. Yeah, I think this is going to be a tight game. But I can't pick against the Pats until I see the Steelers defend them properly using man defense and the like. I think Gronk could have a really big game here. You're starting Burkhead in a lot of instances, right, George? Gronk obviously goes out there. Cooks is out there. What about Chris Hogan?
Once again, coming to the time to your roster construction. I don't mind starting Hogan, but he looked rusty. Brady kept trying to throw to him Monday night. I mean, a lot of deep passes were going Hogan's way, but, man, they weren't really all that close. Some of them he was open. Maybe a strong an Aaron Rodgers-type arm could have gotten to squeeze the ball in there, but Brady was throwing the ball up in the air, allowing the safety to get over and knock it and break it up.
So here's my lineup question for the week. I got Dak in over Marcus Mariota. I got Alvin Kamara in starting at running back. My wide receiver question would be Jamison Crowder, Golden Tate, Chris Hogan, Marquise Lee, Dede Westbrook start two. Right now, I have Crowder and Tate in. In my flex, I have Alex Collins in. So I gave you a whole bunch of names there. Hogan could go in for Collins. He could go in over Crowder and Tate. But right now, our projections have Crowder and Tate over Hogan.
So is Crowder, Tate, Hogan, Dede start two?
Marquise Lee.
Marquise Lee in there too. I think I'm going with you with Crowder and Tate. I'm not going Hogan. I think Hogan's really the easy one. Dede, I would go Lee over Dede. Although I like Dede Westbrook, by the way. I like him a lot. I'll sit him. I think Lee, it's tough to sit him. Houston, they do not defend the pass well at all. But can I start Lee over Crowder? Because Tate's starting. I mean, no. Patrick Peterson is on Arizona, but he's going to cover the outside guy. I think he hurts Josh Doxon more than he hurts Jamison Crowder here. So I agree with you. Those are the two I would start as well. And Collins has to start. I mean, he's just too hot. I can't sit Collins. Or maybe I can. Well, no more Mike Blue. It looks like you agree with Mike. You say you're going to start Crowder and Tate. Mike just decides to leave. He can't believe I agree with him. That's okay, Mike. Other games tomorrow. Kenyon Drake, Miami Buffalo. We are supposed to get some weather in Buffalo tomorrow. Not 8 inches of snow, mind you, but some weather here. So I'm not going to go worry about Kenyon Drake. He's the guy you're starting there. He's a running back, too. Strong running back, too, with that. Damian Williams is doubtful. Even if he plays tomorrow, which is highly unlikely, listen, you're starting Kenyon Drake. He's the guy you want there. You're starting Jarvis Landry. He's a must there. As far as Buffalo, it's LeSean McCoy a bust. I don't care about anybody else on that team. We talk about Baltimore and Cleveland. Collins is a must start. He should be in your lineup at all times. It makes you wonder what Seattle saw or didn't see in Collins, that they chose Thomas Rawls over him, because obviously the better player is Alex Collins right now. He's scoring touchdowns now, too. They're using him in the red zone. Alex Collins is the one you want there. Macklin, Wallace, I mean, hey, if you're desperate, fine, I can see it. Cleveland has issues in the secondary, but I would hope at this point, week 15, semifinals, I would hope you can do better. But Macklin, Wallace is a flex play. I don't hate that either. Cleveland, you're going with Josh Gordon. Coleman is sort of in the same situation as Jeremy Macklin and Mike Wallace. Flex play if you need it. Isaiah Crowell, low-end running back too. Flex play there. So I could see that certainly going for you there. When you talk about the Jets and Saints, Mike just mentioned it. Alvin Kamara is back in from the concussion. Obviously, you're starting him. Ingram as well. Mike Thomas goes in this game. Don't think I'm going any lower than that. I'm not going to go Brandon Coleman. Certainly not going Willie Snead. Ted Ginn, flex play if you hope for a big play there. The big problem is going to be with Bryce Petty at quarterback. What do you do with Robbie Anderson? I mean, are you going to go Robbie Anderson here? I'd rather not.
I think it's George. I think that's a really tough one to bank on at this stage of the game. Hopefully you have some better options. Anderson's had a really nice run for you, but hopefully you have some better options. I couldn't trust a starting quarterback less than I trust Bryce Petty, to be honest. I'd rather be rolling Osweiler out there next week in my championship than Bryce Petty, with trying to give me some target options for Robbie Anderson. I just think this team's going to fall apart. I think they're going to struggle really badly offensively, and I just think the number of offensive plays will be down and the like. So I just think it's going to be really tough. Although, you're talking about Ted Ginn. I have Ted Ginn in a lineup right now, in a flex lineup, in a full-point PPR. So I need him to go. Otherwise, I got to roll Tariq Cohen out there. Would you throw Tariq Cohen in over Ted Ginn?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Tariq Cohen as PPR?
Yes, full point.
I think Cohen's a safer choice because I think he'll get his touches here. Again, more the high-end guy, although you can say Cohen's high-end too. You know, Mike, I'd probably go Cohen.
Yeah, I'm thinking I have to do that now because if I don't, then I'll have to play Will Fuller tomorrow. Or Tevin Coleman. But Tevin Coleman, has he been ruled out officially?
No, that's Monday night too, so you probably won't know till
7 o'clock
Monday.
That's right. I can't even deal with the Tevin Coleman thing, so I might have to throw Tariq Cohen in here and make sure that Ted Ginn doesn't get bounced. So what did you even say about my lineup? I'm leaving it as is. Alvin Kamara, Alex Collins in the flex with Crowder and Tate starting.
Yes, I said that is how I'm leaning it. No way I go Hogan over those guys. D.D. Westbrook, I like him a lot, but I can't even start him over Lee. And Lee, as much as I like him as well, now Crowder and Tate. No Patrick Peterson on Crowder. He'll mainly be on Josh Doctson.
We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone, we promise. No weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, closing it out here. Guys coming up talking college football next. A lot of bowl games getting started today. So I think there's like six bowl games or something today. I know you're not a big college football guy, George. I'll probably throw it on in the background while we're doing Christmas cookies.
Are there any bowl games starting today?
Yeah, they're kicking it off now. I'm going to my alma mater's bowl game at Yankee Stadium. Boston College plays Iowa. So good for me. I already got my tickets. I'm ready to go. That is in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to it. Day off and the whole nine. It'll be fun. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about, just because we're later in the year, we usually get like weather issues, and like we talked about the snow game last week. There's really nothing this week. It'll be cold in Buffalo, be 23 degrees tomorrow, be 33 degrees in Cleveland. There's going to be some light rain in Seattle. When isn't there? But really, across the board, we're not going to be dealing with any bad weather situations. I mean, the Lions are indoors, the Vikes are indoors, the Saints are indoors. So,
well, what's with
really
the snow in Buffalo like that last week either?
What? Yeah, I know. I didn't see
that. That sort of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, probably something that we should have highlighted more, but we didn't know it was going to snow like that. I think Mike Leone, our very own writer from DailyRoto.com, I think he was there. I think he was at the game. He's based in Buffalo. I think he was at the game, so had to be a good time. So, all right, we talked about a whole bunch of games, got a whole bunch of conundrums. I got to do this Tariq Cohen thing. Dude, I've dominated this league. This is that 2QB league that I'm in with you. I made the playoffs in, and now it's coming down. I got to play Tariq Cohen and Austin Hooper are like in my starting lineup. This team's been great all year. I'm just trying to get to next week when I get Zeke Elliott back. By the way, in two of the three leagues where I'm still alive, I got Zeke Elliott sitting on the bench. And the one where you just walked me through the Alex Collins and Kamara and Crowder and Tate, the team I'm playing is so much better than me. And it's an added conundrum because he's got Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. So I'm a Steelers fan, so I kind of like, you know.
That's so you can't lose.
Yeah, I suppose you could look at it that way. I think I'm not going to win my fantasy matchup. But in any event, Alvin Kamara, baby, that's my hopes and dreams. And it's a big play bonus league. So if he rips off a couple of 50-yarders against the Jets, I'm home.
Jeez, you're not asking for much.
No.
Just a couple of 50 yards coming back from a concussion.
I got Ertz and Kamara. That's what I'm pinning my hopes on. And Dak. Like, I think those three could explode for big games and compete with those other guys. So that's where I'm at. So you're left in the Dynasty League. You got anything else going? Any other playoff teams left?
I do. But I like you. I see a dynasty league. I think I should win that. I think I have the better team there. But it's kind of funny because
you're jinxing yourself because I know you've been saying you're going to lose, and now you're saying you're going to win, and you're going to reverse jinx it.
All right, I'm going to lose, Mike. My team's terrible. I don't know how I've made it this far. It's been complete luck. I pick up my lineups by letting my daughters pick the names she likes or or helmets that she likes. That's
colors,
how I do that.
Right?
Colors. You know. Honey, do you like the Buccaneers? Okay, we'll have
some. Yeah, those are nice, fancy pewter uniforms.
Doug Martin
can
start for me then. Yay!
Yeah. All right. So give me your upset of the week. We can't do Survivor pick anymore because we haven't paid attention to who we're picking. So who's your upset pick this week?
You noticed that, huh? Upset of the week here. I don't know if I have one here.
Texans upset of the week. Minus 11.
No, they're losing.
The Dolphins Dolphins are a dog.
Dolphins are a dog. All right, give me Dolphins.
Dolphins over Buffalo. You don't
even
like Green Bay
cold.
Over Carolina?
No, I think Carolina wins the game.
Kansas City's a dog at home.
I like San Diego. Los Angeles. Like the Chargers there. How about the
can Cleveland
who's the dog
game?
In the Tennessee-San Fran game? Cleveland should have won last week.
I know. Tennessee-San Fran. San Fran is favored by a point and a half. Let's go Titans.
That's right. Titans is a good dog for tomorrow.
I need that to go over. All right, good stuff. Good luck in your playoffs, everybody. Talk to you soon.